The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Let's talk. Chances are, let me rephrase, what are the chances you are looking for love in all the wrong places? Why haven't you met the one? The reason I say you haven't found the one yet, because you're looking in the wrong places, could be because he is younger than you and not so far away from you. Chances are he's in the same complex as you. No, he's not wearing a suit. He works in construction. Marakira no wena ubizi ubatla. Bo Mr. Relevance. Santa para students in ki tsapotsala. Kwena o. Hashtag looking for love in wrong places. Miriam Debohomfet, you know him, he's part of this show, said something quite interesting when he was here just a couple of weeks back about the information the spirit will give you when you consult about meeting the one. Remember we were talking about would you consult to find out if life is on the horizon for you this year? And he said that. He said, it's interesting what the information the spirit will give you in terms of meeting the one. He said, the spirit will tell you where you're going to meet the one. And it's the unlikeliest of places, like the mall. The spirit will say, Pilagodi molo, utenda. Or at work, attend the functions. It's a good miracle. You remember? But, while, it's one thing to be at the mall, it's one thing to be at the company dinner, of, you know, work dinner. But while you're at the work dinner, your one, chances are, won't be wearing a suit. Chances are, he's the waiter at that function. So when you go there, but you're flirting with the wrong crowd. You're busy looking for status and money, hence I say, what are the chances you're looking for love in the wrong places? Why haven't you met the one yet? Hashtag looking for love in wrong places. Are you aware how men are using that thing now to get to any girl they think? Why? Because for some reason, we have normalized that when you have money, right? Khanti, hey! Debit! Toenail!
Rona Vele, Wanyana, we are looking for love at wrong places, ne? This is true, because we're still looking for the tall and handsome, dark and handsome. Wow, I just said to you, because I had it too. Look for the guy who's going to tell you straight that I love you. Not the guy who'll say to you, let's go for dinner or breakfast or for lunch. Then after that, it's done. Solum to a high. He never uttered the word, I love you. So those guys, they know they are in demand, tall, dark and handsome. They don't even propose. They don't say anything. So get the guy who's going to say to you, baby, I love you. And he'll hammer it over and over and over. That's a guy that you must fall in love with. Yes, Papa. Kids on us. Okay, oh, ma, oh.
Lutri, I guess. Arian, I want to hear you. Why haven't you met your one yet?
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on hashtag looking for love in wrong places, especially if you're looking at money. Money knows no status. There are people with money, but they don't show it. Or they are on their way to acquire it, but you'll never know unless you're part of their journey. So to want someone with money already is a limited way to find one. Chances are you are meant to be part of their journey to success, so that you can also own that success. 2, status. Looking for status. Hey. People do not want to work hard towards anything anymore. They want a full package. No diamond in the rough, nothing. So the quickest thing that people see is titles and status. But this has proven it means nothing to the character of the person. Some people, all they have is their expensive clothes and titles. When not at work, they have nothing else to talk about or to offer. Kumnandi ngaphandle endlini kuyabanda. The last teaspoon and the three teaspoons on hashtag looking for love in wrong places, especially if you're looking for class. Looking for class. If there's one thing we all seem to forget, is that we all come from humble beginnings. We have what we have now because of luck. We have it because of biological association or simply hard work. And most long-lasting legacies were built by people that come from poverty. They worked hard to get to where they are. So looking for love only at elevated spaces is very short-sighted if you think about it. If you want to be part of a legacy, looking for love where there is hunger might be a fulfilling prospect. For strength, you need it. The first battle of the year is coming up. It's a Tuesday. Now, let's start with somebody. You were not looking, or were you?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't in.
Where were you?
I was at home, actually.
Doing
you know
what?
Me, I don't. So I don't do DMs. I've been like a very big advocate of.
Yeah.
I don't like that stuff. And I respond to people sometimes, but I feel like I've never been present in my responses, you know? And then I choke you like electricity, man. And that's my problem. To be the more illegal connection of my love life. That's why I just haven't been paying attention to the right things. Because my list of what it is that I wanted from a relationship has always been standard, you know? But you know, and that then kind of supersedes everything else on my list, you know, because kibatlo chokega immediately, then I'll tick the boxes on the list.
Forget him, or he's still buying the units.
Exactly, you know, mtakasi uto loadega man, sonse ki restarte, like power box or something.
What lesson then do you get from your own experience regarding how love strikes?
It will come to you in the most unexpected ways. You just need to be open to it. Because also, if you're not open to it, then you have a... It's a bit like I when I love. How must it come into your life?
I'm asking you this question. I'm not asking this other person because she's taking notes. She better be taking notes.
She better be, because I did not know what love was going to look like. But I said to myself, I think I'm supposed to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Work out
like always. You gang up on me. The two people.
Now it gets it.
Now, yeah.
Yeah.
Finally.
Okay.
Yeah. And I end in tears, I still say.
No. It's fine. Tears of joy are also fine. I get Uncle T.
JJ.
Yes, Uncle T.
Aren't you just looking for love in the wrong places, my dear?
I am, because I'm looking for it in my house. I'm just hoping somebody will come deliver something.
Batum.
Or knock. I don't know.
Or be a burglar.
Yeah.
Because what if...
Steal my heart.
What if steal my heart to get out?
I beg you, man.
That's not funny, guys.
And then you've got muscles.
Of course.
Really?
This person is resourceful.
Don't
they managed to and
brave,
enter your house.
And brave.
Imagine.
No, I also have a list of what I want. Not criminals to start with. Right,
number
but
two.
They're not a criminal yet. No. They didn't finish the crime. I get Uncle T.
Number two.
I don't know. Where should I look, guys? No, this year I said I'm open to what Umbali says she's not into. I'm open to DMs now. I'm not going out. My friends are pushing me to go out, go eat out, go have fun. No, I just love being indoors.
Just go to the mall as well. And when somebody tries to talk to you, skaba waperdi for club.
Not everybody, when they say hello, often look
shy. Exactly.
You see, I don't even go to the mall, so I'm online.
I ask caution, but to be sang this song or to experience this song at least.
Yeah, take me,
yeah.
One day.
Is our figure, ne?
One day.
Yes, I'm Tanazela.
Gentlemen, block Hanong and allow me block Hanong. Genana.
Namum Tandaz.
First of all, we know for a fact that you have not been praying for this.
I'm going to go.
Siyabonga
Nkosi. What is it? What is a don't for you? What is a I would never date a, finish that sentence. I will never date a, some say short guy, shorter than you that is. Some say bald guy. You know what I mean? What is a don't for you?
Oh gosh.
I know it's
there's a lot.
I know. Give me just two. Try.
Okay, definitely shorter.
No.
There's just I can't.
You don't
I
want
can't.
Somebody to look up to you?
Absolutely not. I'm okay with this. Stop. Which is the problem with online dating, because men also really do lie about their height for no reason. So there's that height. And then there's also there's these funny hairstyles, man, that people do. And I'm like, don't be explorative with your hairstyle. Either just go up on your brush cut. And then maybe dreadlocks. Maybe. But like not the weird length dreadlocks. It must be either long or just nothing.
What you have just described, mm-hmm. right? One, it's something you cannot change, which is height. However,
yes.
in the history of short men, from Napoleon, mm-hmm. they are the hardest working people I know. There's nothing.
That's fine.
There's nothing they don't go for. If they say put their mind to it, they go for it.
But also, short man syndrome is a thing.
No. True. Which okay. you can handle.
I can't.
Because you can teach somebody how to treat you.
No, thank you.
The second one you've mentioned is behavioral. Something that you can change. It's not character.
I think it is. No, but hair is also it's expensive.
You know what? I like your character more. I like how you speak. I like your mind.
No, the thing is, your hairstyle sometimes is expressive of you. So sometimes if you like to explore and you're expressive too much, it means that you just are too explorative. Stop it. My pangel. Why are you exploring? Pangel in the mal. I need bags. I need shoes. Why are you exploring the hair salon?
Hey guys.
Why?
You know, I'm going to have a lot of single colleagues for a very long time.
I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Thank you very much. Next.
Don't use my name in vain.
Whose name? You're not Jesus.
I'm not, but I'm just quoting.
I rebuke singleness.
Yo!
Just
looking
like poverty.
Looking for love in all the wrong places, the wrong lenses.
Tinder. Abeko, guys. Baswipe bonga abeko. I just want to confirm. Abeko.
And awakoge. Uskini. Ushoti.
No. I rebuke, no.
Ushaye la mamoho.
No. And kwaz.
Agana mali. Maruzo kutanda.
Sorry. Ntanda from a distance. It's okay.
Like Brandy, long distance.
Period. But our distance must be long. Long. You need to catch 3 planes and then 2 trains.
Andy,
mm-hmm.
you're still going to be single though for a long time.
I rebuke.
What's happened?
First of all, if you want to hit me up, my DMs are open, so let's break the curse.
All the short men.
If you're tall and you have muscles, thank you very much. Hi.
Talk to you, Aloy.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-000-00-959.
We are looking for love at wrong places. This is true because we're still looking for the tall and handsome, dark and handsome. Oh, wow. I just said you do the too. Look for the guy who's going to tell you straight that I love you. Not the guy who'll say to you, let's go for dinner or breakfast or for lunch. Then after that, it's done. Solum to a high. He never uttered the word, I love you. So those guys, they know they are in demand, tall, dark, and handsome. They don't even propose. They don't say anything. So get the guy who's going to say to you, baby, I love you. And he'll hammer it over and over and over. That's a guy that you must fall in love with. Yes, Papa. Kids on us.
Aren't you looking for love in the wrong places? Call me.
You know, I have not found love because I'm nursing a broken heart. I go nowhere. If it's not a business meeting, if it's not an appointment, if it's not work, I stay at home. And because I'm nursing this broken heart, I've not allowed myself to be loved. And it goes without saying that when you get heartbroken or when your heart is turned into powder, minces nothing. You do not allow yourself to be loved for some time. Because as soon as someone says hello and now you say bye-bye, as soon as someone comes close to you, for you, you think of what happened, and that's the reason why. Erke Foleman.
No, and I respect that, Dr. Tipi. Thank you for that, because, I mean, if you're still hurt and still healing, there's no point in you moving on until you feel you are ready, and that's important.
Ubizo funana ne type yakho. Ngaleso sikhathi type yakho nayo ine type yayo.
Hey.
Ayeke umthole.
Awuxoli wayibeka bantu. Where's your bag?
Looking for love in the wrong places. I think as women, sometimes we tend to look for a type. Yazi umuntu ethi une type, and I think it doesn't only apply to women, it applies to both sexes,
yes,
male
yes.
and female. We've got a type and we want something that's already made, somebody who has this, somebody who has 1, 2, 3. We do not look at somebody who is. That is the problem. That's where the problem lies. We want an already made thingy. We're not willing to build. We're not willing to compromise. And sometimes we do it for people. That's another problem. We're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it, you know, for people. Like the 3 teaspoons status. You want to be known as this person that's got a girlfriend, amiga, and Jay. Boyfriend, yami has got this and that. And that's where I think we go wrong.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.